Begin by singing number 97 in the White Book. 97. Whisper. And here we're singing about the soft whisper. I imagine it's the same thing. I had a note thought about that when I chose this song, but it captured my attention. Hear the soft whisper. We don't know exactly what the Lord said to Elijah in that gentle whisper. Maybe it had something to do with, give me thy heart. Hallelujah. Oh, God would like to whisper that to every one of us tonight. That's what he wants. He, more than your service, more than your money, more than your talents, Jesus wants you. Hallelujah. And so, as we sing that again, let's hear that call. And let's ask the Lord to put into us the response that he desires. Praise God. Verse 3, okay?
Give me thy heart, says the Spirit.
Jesus want me? I guess we've all asked ourselves that question about ourselves. Why would he want me? What did he see in me that he was willing to suffer so greatly so that I could belong to him? Why did he shed his blood so he could purchase me? Hallelujah. We may never fully understand that, but we can accept it. We can respond to it. Hallelujah. One of my mother's favorite songs was, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." And she used to like to sing that when she had opportunity in church sometimes. Had a nice voice. But I know that was one of her favorite songs. "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." And if you ever heard her testimony and how she was kicked out of her house because she chose to follow the Lord the way God had called her to. Parents were strong Roman Catholics, and they couldn't accept the fact that she went to the Pentecostal church and got baptized. They didn't want her to change her religion, and they really didn't understand. So they were in Manhattan. When it was time to get baptized, she climbed down the fire escape, pretty daring, and she went and got baptized. When she came back home, all her clothes were in a box in front of the door. Door was locked. She wasn't welcome to live there anymore. She was just about 17 years old. But she went up to Pilgrim Camp soon after that, and the Lord met her in such a wonderful way. And she said, you know, that verse in Psalm 27 became so precious to her. "When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up." And he did. In a wonderful way, he began to care for her and provide for her. And she was a real lover of Jesus, my mom. She always talked about, "Oh, I just want people to fall in love with Jesus." That was the answer to everything with her. Whatever your problem was, "Oh, honey, just fall in love with Jesus." Well, it worked for her. And I'm finding she was right. Give him your heart. Fall in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong that way. Praise God. "My father and mother forsake me, the Lord, he takes me up." Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to surrender ourselves to him. We have a song. Are we ready for that? Okay. Our young people have a song for us. It'll be a blessing, I'm sure. Consider the words.
So we decided we were going to sing number 76 in the White Books, Nothing Less. We've been hearing a lot about not just singing the hymns because they sound nice, but really reading them and figuring out what they mean. And when you read this hymn, you see that the songwriter really, really is pushing this idea of giving everything to God, that there should be nothing that should be held back from him in any way. And it kind of went along with today's staff devotional, which was a commitment to obedience. And it said in there that the psalmist who wrote Psalm 119 recognized that partial obedience is actually disobedience. Everything that we do for the Lord and to the Lord should be wholeheartedly and 100%. That means even at camp, as we're working, we should be giving our all to God at all times. On the last verse, we'll repeat the chorus. Feel free to join.
Mm-hmm.
Continue with that thought, and let's sing, "I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given me?" Hallelujah. That's in our hymn book.
94.
Thank you. Praise God. And thank you for that song. What a blessing. Praise God. I know you sang it from your heart. That's what made it a particular blessing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, nothing less than full surrender. Hallelujah, yielding all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, in my church, I get concerned about the time of praise when I hear myself more than everybody else. I say, I'm only one person. There's a number of you out there. Why am I hearing myself so well? You should drown me out. I should be way outnumbered. Maybe I feel that way a little bit tonight. I hear myself too much. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy of all of our praise. Nobody can praise God for you. You've got to do it yourself. It's got to come from your heart. That's the only way that Jesus will be satisfied. Oh, hallelujah, when you praise him. We heard about doing whatever we do with all of our heart. And the Bible tells us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. How wonderful you are, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Make me wholehearted in all that I do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thou art worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful, wonderful. Consecration, right? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we pray that you're blessed down in the village tonight and in the cottage. Lord, we know that they're depending on our prayers. Lord, we know tonight's a special night, tomorrow as well. And Lord, we're believing you to finish the work that you've begun in them at this time. Lord, if there are any girls, young people, that have not really opened up to you, received the thing that you want to minister to them, Lord, we pray that the Holy Ghost will bring about a melting, that you'll cause them to be like clay in your hands, Lord. Take out the resistance, Jesus, we pray. Oh God, we pray that you'll take away the fears, and we ask that somehow you'll enable them to open their heart wide to you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that the Holy Spirit knows how to reach us, how to get hold of each and every one. And so, Lord, we pray tonight for those down in the village. Bless their session, Lord. Let your presence be very near. Let the love of God just saturate that meeting, Lord. And Jesus, we pray that you will reveal yourself as only you can. Bless the cottagers also, and do something very precious among them in these young hearts, Lord. Fill them with Jesus, we pray. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've been doing. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to perfect that which you've begun. So we praise you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, please do.
Do you mind if I come to the front?
No, come on. Just don't preach too long.
I won't. Because my son's looking at me like, oh, jeez. He knows that I talk for a long time. My son is encouraging me. I'll try to keep it brief. My kids know that I talk for a long time. I love you all dearly. You guys are awesome. I love hearing from you guys and seeing guys work together and the heart that you have, right? I think is in the right place, and I like that. That's good, right? I like to see young people looking, you know, towards Christ and wanting to be more like Christ. Our dear sister yesterday shared a little something that she said she was at the center of her life, and she was lost and she was struggling as a Christian, and kind of started ruminating on that. And scripture tells us to keep Christ at the center. Got to keep Christ at the center of everything that you do, right? And the way that we keep Christ at the center is through his word. And I've heard, you know, we follow Jesus, we you know, get filled with the Spirit and we follow Jesus, and sometimes I'm afraid that a lot of people don't know who Jesus really is, right? We have a lot of conceptions of who Jesus is, the American Jesus, my buddy Jesus, my boyfriend Jesus, and all these different Jesuses. But the scripture tells us that Jesus is God. He's God who became a man. He's the Messiah. He's the anointed one. He's God who became flesh. John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it continues and it tells us that he tabernacled among us. It's a good picture of the Old Testament tabernacle where people would go to the temple to see God. And Jesus came and was telling everyone, the kingdom is at hand. And soon, you know, I'm going to be residing in each one of you. They didn't understand that at first, right? And the disciples didn't want to hear it when Jesus said, I'm going to die, but I'm going to send you a helper, right? And that helper is the Holy Spirit. And we have to remember that the Holy Spirit is two different things, right? The Holy Spirit indwells us, and then the Holy Spirit fills us. And we have to know the difference between the two. When we're sharing the gospel, we need to know what the gospel, the central message to the good message is, so that it's always center in our evangelism trips to Hawaii or, you know, to New York or right down the street when we're talking to our friends, right? The Holy Spirit is God as well. He's the third person of the Godhead, okay? We have the Father, God, we have the Son, who is God, and then we have the Holy Spirit, who is God. We serve a triune God, and there's this beauty in the mystery, right? In the unity of the diversity of these three persons, these three essences who make up our one God. And I encourage you guys that when you guys are feeling embattled inside, you know, how do I share the gospel, right? Remember that Christ is at the center. That's really all you need to know. That Jesus is God. And scripture says that when you believe that Jesus is God, the Holy Spirit indwells in you. And that's your helper who will teach you in the scriptures to let you know who God really is. And you can share that good message with faith, with confidence. And if somebody says, nuts to you, kick rocks, you can say, all right, not a problem. I'll go to the next person and let the next person hear what the good message is. And have that good message in your heart. But don't keep it there, okay? Don't keep it to yourself. Because scripture says, how can they hear if no one shares? And how can you share if you don't speak? So tell people that Jesus is God, that he is God who became a man, fully God and fully man, the hypostatic union, that he died on a cross for us, and he bled, and he rose again from the dead bodily, not as a ghost, not as a phantom, not as you know, figment of somebody's imagination, but a physical man. And he ascended into heaven, he's coming back, and he's coming back for his church. And scripture says if you believe that, you are saved, and that's secure. The Holy Spirit will never leave you. Christ will never leave you, because the Father loves you that much. Okay? And I just wanted to share that with you guys just because I love you. All right? Grace and peace.
Thank you. Good sound doctrine. Praise God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son to die on Calvary's tree, from sin to set me free. One day he's coming back, what glory that will be. Wonderful his love to me. Jesus from his word, that's for sure. We find Jesus in the word. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of our brother Eddie Waldfogel. You see his picture there on the wall. And he taught the men's adult class, Sunday school class in Ridgewood. And somehow we came in contact with a pastor in the neighborhood who wasn't a Pentecostal or charismatic believer at all. And we started attending some of our worships, and we developed a relationship with him. And he was a real lovely brother in Christ. And he came to the Ridgewood Sunday School one afternoon and sat with the men under Brother Eddie's ministry. And he later told us, he said, you know, I always thought Pentecostal people were just all about emotion, that they didn't pay much attention to the Bible. He said, I was so impressed in that Sunday school class how these men dug into the Word of God. The doctrines, they discuss them, they search the scriptures. He said it just totally changed his whole opinion of that particular Pentecostal group. It's a shame that so many charismatic and Pentecostal people make more of their emotions and their experiences than the Bible. But we've always been taught it's the Word of God. The Word of God. Get to know the Bible. Study the Bible. Find Jesus in the Bible. Mrs. Robinson said, all the truths of the Bible are pathways to the feet of Jesus. I'm glad that within our fellowship, and of course many others, there's always been that great emphasis. Know the Bible. Study the Scriptures. In Canarsie, we've been encouraged to read through the Bible every year. And there are some people that have read through the Bible from cover to cover every year for 20, 30 years. Amazing. And so, glad. Thank you for that good word. Remind us how important is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the living Word. Hallelujah. His words are spirit, he said, and they're life to us. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life.
Key, and you can sing the first verse again.
Wonderful words of life. 160 in our hymn book. Let's stand while we sing. Okay.
Sing them over again to me. Teach me faith.
you have a testimony, you may be seated.
Stop listening for cold, wonderful words of love.
We'll start with verse 2. Fear not, I am with thee. And we'll sing the same melody, Brother Paul, please. Okay. Is that a good key?
Fear not, I am with thee. Oh,
Amen. Praise God.